A stunned silence fell over the room, and Jaina asked,
"Blazes, Lou, how much are you into him for?"
25 credits,
Wool said, clearly irritated.
"Just 25. No zeros. I'm sure that seems like Jawa change to you Jedi, but it's the same sabacc no matter what the stakes."
"We haven't played high stakes since before Lou took office," Lando explained.
"It just wouldn't be right,"
Wool added.
"The chairman of the Committee on Mineral Taxation taking all that money from the owner of a mining world?"
"Oh dear, Lou," Leia said. She felt a little guilty and foolish for leaping to such a wrong conclusion, but the possibility of corruption was not something she could ignore. Not when Kent's plan depended so heavily on honest politicians.
"I think we owe you an apology."
"Nonsense! You'd have been wrong not to investigate."
Wool waved a dismissing hand, but without meeting Leia's gaze.
"Now, let's talk about this bill you want me to write. I assume that, basically, you want the Jedi's current status written into law, with guarantees of financial support and military cooperation."
Leia raised her brow.
"Are we that obvious?"
"Only to me, my dear,"
Wool said.
"You need this bill to come from someone you can trust, but someone not normally aligned with the Jedi, because Dalla will be on the lookout for that. You also need someone who can bring a lot of votes your way, because you'll have to override the Chief of State's veto, and that makes it fairly obvious what you want from me."
Jaina nodded, but looked nervous.
"I really hope Dalla isn't this smart," she said, "because if it's that easy for her to figure this out, the galaxy is in big trouble."
"Unfortunately, she is that smart,"
Lou said.
"And that's the weak spot in your plan. We can't make this happen without talking to each other. Sooner or later, Dalla is going to catch a whiff of our communications and realize what we're doing. Once she does, we need to bring the bill to the floor before she can gather enough support to block a vote."
"Why don't we just attach it to something she can't have blocked?"
Leia asked. Wool shook his head.
"They outlawed that little maneuver when they charted the Galactic Alliance,"
he said.
"To tell the truth, I'm surprised the Jedi decided to take the political route after the attempt on Boatu's life. With the support you have in Hapes and the Empire, I'm surprised you're not threatening to just leave Coruscant."
"Probably because we're not the ones in charge," Jaina said, allowing her frustration to show. "And Grandmaster Hamner is afraid to call Dalla's bluff. Actually, he thinks a political solution would be better for everyone, if we can work it out."
Leia shot her daughter a disapproving scowl, then turned back to the senator.
"But what does the attack on Boatu have to do with anything? Even Chief Dalla doesn't seem to think the Jedi were involved with that."
"That's not quite right,"
Wool corrected.
"The rumors I hear actually have her saying, if the Jedi were that incompetent, I wouldn't be worried about them."
Lando cocked his brow.
"Meaning?"
"Meaning she can't imagine the Jedi failing,"
Wool explained.
"So she's wondering whether it was someone trying to make the attack look like Jedi, or a Jedi plan she just doesn't understand yet. By all accounts, she was really thrown for a loop when Asokeji accused her of ordering the Admiral's assassination in retaliation for the arrangement with Grandmaster Hamner.